Hello, this is George Waring, and the column I'm about to read appears in the August 23rd edition of the Butte Weekly. I've entitled it, The Koch Brothers Tax Reform. 10 weeks ago, long before the White House staged its tax reform introduction at the Newseum in Washington, D.C., Axios' Jonathan Swan wrote that the Koch Brothers network of dark money groups were going to be funding a national public relations campaign to convince us that Donald Trump's tax reform would save us from paying federal income taxes. Swan predicted that we should expect, I'll quote him, digital ads, grassroots organizing, and likely a TV advertising campaign that would rally the American public behind the need for a radical overhaul of the tax code. The two Koch brothers groups leading the tax campaign were also behind the 6-year Republican Party effort to repeal and replace Obamacare, Americans for Prosperity, and Freedom Partners. Although the Kochs had not been Trump campaign supporters, today their organizations are the source of his tax reform principles. The principles heralded on July 31st by Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Mark Short, Trump's legislative director, a former Freedom Partners national director. According to Swan, we'll be bombarded on television and on internet ads with 5 simple selling points. 6 weeks after Swan's report, The Washington Times' David Sierfinski reported that the Koch brothers, Americans for Prosperity group, had expanded its initial digital campaign backing Trump tax reform to target a dozen Senate Republicans. Until then, the Kochs' focus had been on enlisting the support of Republican members of the House Ways and Means Committee, the elite group charged with writing the new tax reform laws. The themes in these Koch ads urged members of Congress to adopt what they called a set of fundamental principles to make the tax code fairer and flatter without adding new burdens or special breaks, thus creating a simpler tax code with lower tax rates. On July 31st, Bloomberg's John McCormick credited the two Koch groups with all the charitable funding of the big Washington, D.C. events that commenced their public federal tax reform campaign. They hosted Secretary Mnuchin and Legislative Director Short at a panel discussion on the Trump-Koch plan at the Newseum. 2 days later, they funded the charitable stipend given House Freedom Caucus Chairman Representative Mark Meadows, Republican from North Carolina, for speaking in favor of the Koch-Trump tax reform at a free gala gourmet luncheon for major business leaders. By the end of July, the Koch brothers' efforts had been joined by the Club for Growth, the United States Chamber of Commerce, and the Business Roundtable. The last, composed of CEOs of our largest corporations, announced the launching of a multi-million-dollar campaign, including national cable ads and radio spots on 250 stations across the country. As McCormick explained, the widespread support for the Koch brothers' tax reform initiative was the opportunity provided by Trump to achieve what they called the largest tax cut in history, including a reduction in the 35% corporate tax rate to 15%. The nation's wealthiest individuals expected their top income tax rate would be reduced from 39.6% to 35%. Thus, billions in additional wealth is on the table for the grabbing. According to Americans for Prosperity, 50 events are planned at the state level in August and September, ranging from town hall-style meetings to policy discussions to phone banks that will contact voters. By the end of July, the Koch groups had spent close to $2 million for online ads backing tax reform. they plan to spend double that amount during the rest of the year, eventually including cable or broadcast television ads. Steve Mnuchin has promised several times over 7 months that, despite the first Trump campaign's tax plan's promise of big tax reductions for the wealthy, that is no longer a fact. In a November CNBC interview, Mnuchin stated there would be no absolute tax cut for the upper class. Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon held Mnuchin to that promise during his confirmation hearing. Wyden called this promise made to Congress his Mnuchin rule. When Mnuchin participated in a Peter G. Peterson Foundation event in May, he said it was the Trump administration's intent to give a middle income tax cut. He said nothing about upper income tax reductions. Moderator John Harwood of CNBC asked if it'd be fair to say that the administration's intent would then be a middle income tax cut and a zero tax cut for people at the top. Mnuchin's response, quote, "The president's priority has been not cutting taxes for the high end. His priority is about creating a middle income tax cut." So, why are the Koch brothers so generous, so public-minded, so altruistic, so happy? This is George Waring, and I thank you for listening.